Kelim perchov dal mishni yudal sholosh mitpachos hein. A mitpachas is like a handkerchief, like a small hand towel. Shol yodayim, this is something that you wipe your hands on when they ate. Their hands would get dirty. They would wipe their hands into it. Tmeya medris, because sometimes you put it down in a pillow and it becomes something that you could rest your head on. So memelo it's ru'i l'shchivo. Shol svorin. This is something that they would use, a small shmata that they would use like for a book cover to preserve a sefer that was made of cloth. They would use it as a book cover. So it's a kli, or you call it like a beged, tmeya tmeimeis, but it's not royal l'shchivo. Obviously, it could be used as shchivo because it's the right size, but it'll be mevatel melachta, and that takes away from being royal l'shchivo. V'shel tachrich v'shel nivle b'nei levi. The mitpachas that they use for techrichim, or that the Levim used to wrap up the clay shear in the Beis Hamikdash, toirim miklum anat mekabel tom at all. What's that on Mishnah? That this shal nivle b'nei Levi were wrapped only around the kelim, and there is no tsura of a clay kibble at all, so they're not kelim. Whereas before we had tachrich kelim, the previous Mishnah. Over there, it was used to wrap up, let's say, a knife or a kelim. They would make also like some type of handle to be able to schlep the kli with. So that's like a kli kibble because the kli is in the tachrich. It covers it and it transports. It's like a case. Over here, it's not a case. It's just a cover. So that's why it's not a kabbal tuma. Agav, the Rav's gear says, v'shal tachrich nivle b'nei levi. He doesn't have tachrichim as tachrichim mesim. The tachrich means the cover. That's what the word tachrich means. It's a tachrich of the kelim of B'nei Levi. Mishnah Tesvav. Shloisha praklinin heim. Praklinin are something that one puts on a hand, something like gloves. So the tzodeh, shol tzodeh chayev oiv tome medr. So let's explain why it says chayev oiv tome. Oiv tome is something that's doiris. But derech klal, the bottom line in Parsha Shmini, Parsha Sur'e, between the birds that are kosher and the birds that are tomei, is that birds that are tomei are birds of prey. They pounce. So Mela, somebody who would capture these type of birds would need to protect his hands, and he would wear like gloves that were made of oir, and they were thick enough and wide enough that a person would sometimes also rest on them. He would rest his weight on it. Because of that, they're oimid lamedras. They support the weight of the person. Some of the parshim matmir, they don't understand the metzias. Gloves they're resting on. But we've had a lot of such cases before. So mele b'chiyai gavna, these type of cases are miyud afil medras, l'shchiva, and therefore tame medras. Shel chagovim, a little bit more tame, grasshoppers than oif tame. Tame tmei meis, they put the chagovim into the gloves, and therefore they're kelim. They're not oimid l'shchiva, but they're kelim. So therefore they're tamei tamei meis. V'shel kayotzin, the gloves of people that were oisik in preserving peiros, they would take fruit and they would put them in a place where they would preserve them for the winter. Tor miklum doesn't have a clay kibble, and certainly not Oymid Lamedris. There's a tumul over here. It's not clear Miloshna Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Zayim, Mikelim, Halocha Hei, and the Mikdash Dov and the Chaznish want to know, at what point does a pair of gloves become a beged? So obviously we're going to have to say is the definition of a beged we've had earlier in the Masechta is something that's Mogen Al Chelkei Aguf. Over here it was only put on to protect the hand from dirt, from tinuf, when being oisik with the peiros. It's not really meant to protect the hands. So it's not an article of clothing. It's mishamish odom, but it's a dover poshut. It doesn't have a clay kibble because it wasn't like a full glove. It was just something that covered the hand, so it's really just a spread out piece of oir. So mele tam kabel tum at all. That's the pshat over here. Mishnah Tezayin, sholosh svocho isen. A svocho is like a net with small holes, and the women would put them on their heads in different contexts. Shal yaldo, a young woman. So it's a net, and it puts it around her here, but it can be spread out and lie down. down on. So therefore, it's miyud l'shchiva memela tumas medrus. Shel skeno, the Mefarshim explained that by a yalda they use the soft netting. By a skeno they use something more hard, less flexible. Memela they would never press down on it with the weight of their body because it would bend it out of shape, and therefore it's miyud for a tashmish, but it's not ruya l'shchiva. Therefore, tmei tmei meis. A woman would put on her head just in order to go out. Not talking about her hair covering. It's talking about like a rain bonnet. So it's just to protect from the rain. The klal is anything that's only osir lahatzel v'loy lahogin. Like we had before by the gloves of shel kaitzonim. It's not a beged because it's not meant to protect the body. It's just meant to protect from dirt. Or in this case, from rain, from the elements. So memela, it's not... it's not a beged, so it's not makabel tumah at all. What's interesting is that this shel skeno, there's a Mishnah Mefureshes later on in Perchov Ches Mishnah Tes, amongst other things, it counts Svocha shel skenim as something that is makabel tumah medrash. More than that, in the Tesefta, in Kelim Bava Basra, which is the third Bava of Meseches Kelim, Pek Beis, Mishnah Dalid, steht over there, Mamish Faket from our Mishnah. Svocha shel skeno, mikabelas tumas medrus, and shel yaldo, mikabelas tumas meis. Why? The reasoning would be over there because the skeno is not so makbid, so she doesn't care if it gets bent out of shape, so she will lie down on it. Masha ain kein, shel yaldo, she's more makbid because she's single, and therefore she won't lie down, it's not mikabel tumas. So some of Farshim turn the gifts of Bayas backwards. It stims at the Tesefta, it stims the Mishnah later on. Lemaisi, you look at the Rav and the Rambam, they're not Mahapach the gifts. So you have to say, the Rambam speaks it out over there in Perchov Ches, that there's two types of Svocha Shel Skenim, Ayin Shom, and one of them is Miyud L'Shchiva, one of them is not Miyud L'Shchiva. The last Mishnah over here in this long Perek, Sholosh Kupoy Sein. There are three types of Kupois. Kupo we've had before, it's like a box, a container. Over here we're talking specifically about two kupois that were glued together, one inside the other, in order to make them into one kli. We'll just point out that whereas the other Mishnayis over here in this parak of Sholosh Sholosh is three types, one which is Tomei Tumas Medrus, one which is Tomei as a kli, Tomei Tumas Meis, and one which is Tohiru and Gansen over here, not three types that Tommy, it's three tnoim in this type of setup which you need in order to make it into something which is mekabel tumah. So the first nekuda over here is mehuha shetloyo ala birya. Mehuha is not a word that you find in other places. When you take a box which is worn out and a box which is stronger and you glue them together, the stronger one, obviously, which is the one that's going to carry the weight or whatever you're going to put inside, is the ikra kli. If the bria becomes tamei, the bluya, the one that's worn out, shlepzich mit, is bottle to it. And faket, the one that's worn out, is not the ikra, and it can't be mekabel tumah to its own. So the word mehuho means bluya. It's an obscure word. I don't know what the sheirish is. Shetloya, that you made it as a tlai. Tlai means something which is a toffle to an ikr of a kli, like a hanging part of a beged, that type of thing. Shetloya la bria, so the worn out one, the muhua, is the tlai on the bria. Holchin acha bria, you go baser, the stronger one, like we just said. The same idea, ktano ala gdoylov, two are glued together. One is smaller and one is bigger. Holchin achak doilo, that's the ikka kli. Here the Mefarshim, you look at the Rav, explains, and the Rambam says the same, that what we're talking about is that one of them has a whole kemoitzi rimen and one not, which decides whether the kli is nizbatl mishem kli because of the moitzi rimen, the gdoilo. Hoyu shavois, if they're exactly the same, holchin achak apnimis, the one that's inside, because that's the one that's bearing the weight. It's not clear why you would say the Mishnah, the Pshan, the Mishnah, what's the Ikka, what's the Tov, Lagabi Tudinim. In the Reisha, Lagabi the Mahua and the the stronger one, the Bria, we said that the din is Lagabi, one became Tomei and one was not Mekabel Tomei. Second case, we said one is Kemoitzi Rimoitzi. So the truth of the matter is, when you look at the Rash, he explains both cases equally. The same is true in the Asogas HaRaivin in Kelim Perchov Zayin Alok Yudzayin. The Rambam over there is the one who says that the Nidin is the Nikvo B'moitzi Rimoin, that both the Matar with the Iker is Nikvo. And the Ravid's Takamasik on the Rambam. Doesn't sound really like there's a chiluk between the two cases. We just spoke out one Lagabi one and one Lagabi the other. Reb Shimon Oimer, Kaf Moznayim Shetloy Al Shuli Amechem Shebifnim. This is a different din, but this is also something that you go back to the Pnimis. There are two containers, holders, that they put on a scale to put in merchandise to weigh. It was Tomei. Tloyu Al Shuli Amechem. You took out that plate that was in the on the scale, and it was put in a mecham. A mecham is like a kettle, and you put it on the bottom. If the kaf is mibifnim, so then it's tomei because that's the ikur. Mibachutz, it's tohor. We have to say is one is bria, one's not bria, one has a hole, one doesn't have a hole. Reb Shimon, the Mefarshim explained over here, the Rada says, is that Reb Shimon, even though it says oimen normally means machlekes, he's not arguing. He's being marchiv on this idea, like we said. So it's the same nekuda. Tloyo al tzido, if he put the kaf maznaim, that plate, not on the bottom of the mecham, but on the side, bein mi bifnim, bein mi bachutz, tohar, the whole thing is tohar. So what he's just saying is that then, since it's on the side, the ikur is the mecham itself. Others understand, if you look at Sidre Tairis, that since it says Reb Shimon Oimer, it means he's arguing. What would they be arguing about? Is that the third Maila that was mentioned, the Ikka and the Mishnah, the Pnimi and the Chitzoni, Holchen Acha Pnimi, sounds like it's even at the expense of the Ikka and the Tofel, Mitzad, the Gedol and Ketano, or Bluyo and Brio. So what Reb Shimon would be saying is that where it's Pnimi, the Pnimi is the Iker HaKli, even when it's the Kotlin Mishnei Kelim, whereas maybe the Tanakhama argues on that. And still what's Mavur in the Mishnah, the Fir Reb Shimon, is that if it's put on the side, they're Zichad the Tafel. The Rav over here at the end of the Perek makes a summary of all the Chiddush Dinim that I mentioned over here. The Maskona de Kula Pirkin v'taymeh de Kulu Tomei Medris, Tomei Meis v'Tomei Miklum, is anything that's roid l'shchiva, or the yeshiva, or to rest on one's weight, is tamei medris. Except if it's klicheres, which doesn't have a tumas medris, like we said, because we learn out of exes, because of isha sheyiga b'mishkovoi, mishkovoi loy mahu, yesh loy tar b'mikva, af mishkovoi yesh loy tar b'mikva, klicheres, the mahus of klicheres is that it doesn't have tumas medris, because it doesn't have tar b'mikva. Mafetz, we said, it's also the shchiva, it does not have tar b'mikva, he brings the din that we explained in the Mishnah of Mafetz, it's not a kli. It's tomei medris because it's made out of a material. It's not that does have tumas medris. It's not kli cheres. How would you be mitard? The Rav brings down in leitar at shiachtoich v'yishomim enu poks mishishal shishi. You have to break into small pieces. Kli avonim, kli glolim, kli adoma toherim miklum. The chen koldova habomen hayam, we had that din also that's made from the fish of a dog. The kli eitz habob bimido, if it has haboim so, which is shehem kurayim biyovesh, is also Torah because it's not metal pumole. The chen dovesh ena lov teres kli, or yesh loy teres kli ve'enim misham she'odam ela misham she'em misham shov. It's too far away to be a kli if it's only misham she'em misham shov. It has to be misham she'odam to have the cheshivas of a kli. He brings in the example of that is the Tabor Shal Zeisim, Mafet Shal Gitois, Sadin Shal Tsurois. All those are Mishamshe Mishamshev. They're not Mishamsh the person himself. They're not Kalim at all, even though they have a functional use, but they're Mishamshe Mishamshev. They're not Makabal Torah.